Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this evening is the Holy Gospel from Matthew chapter 5. And this is the Beatitudes, another very popular, very well-known portion of the Gospel of St. Matthew. And what is this? It's the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. You see, Jesus has called all the disciples. He's gathered them together and it's ready to get going. Here we go. So he, just like it says, he saw the crowds, so he takes them all up on the mountain where he sat down. So he's going up. It's interesting. And when he sat down, all of his disciples came to him. Now it says all of his disciples came to him. You know, he chose 12. But there was a great crowd. So who are all of these disciples? But it's everyone that's believing in Jesus Christ. So that includes us. We're part of his disciples. Now these Beatitudes, Jesus starts off his ministry with these Beatitudes to hit it right off the bat. He hits it right in the nose, right at the very beginning. He wants to come here and fulfill all human emptiness. You see, all throughout the Old Testament, it now comes true in Jesus Christ our Lord. The truth of your calling as a disciple, the truth of all those who came to hear him as his disciples, that's the truth. They're all gathered together. And now, living the life we have under God's sweet, gracious care, he explains all of this right here in these Beatitudes. Now, they go together. They're paired up. See if I can do this with you. So seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain and he sat down. His disciples all came in. Verse 2, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, here we go. Verse 3 and verse 4 go together. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Those who are mourning because they know they're poor in spirit. That's why they're mourning. It's important for us to, what did we just say? I, a poor, miserable sinner. We say that on purpose. Because you have to realize, I have to realize how poor in spirit I actually am. And knowing I'm poor in spirit, that makes me want to mourn. That makes me sad. Well, what are the promises here? Those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Not the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of heaven. This is eternity. And what are those who mourn because they're poor? What do they get? They shall be comforted. That's what you get. And where better will you be comforted? But in heaven. It's meant for you right now. But notice that these verses are chosen for All Saints Day. And where are those saints who have gone before us but in heaven? So these Beatitudes are for those who were poor in spirit in this life that have died the earthly death. And now they are being comforted in the kingdom of heaven. So those two verses go together pretty well. Oh, whose comfort do seen them in heaven. Christ, Jesus himself. Our Lord is the one who comforts those saints in heaven. That's kind of like a servant. He's doing something. He's actively doing something. He's actively comforting those saints in heaven. What about us? We fall in here. He promised us that he'd be with us until the end of the age. So he's with us as well. Verse 5. Blessed are the meek, or the lowly, for they shall inherit the earth. Who wants it? Well, then verse 6 says, blessed are those who hunger because of their lowliness. They're hungering and thirsting for what? For righteousness. Those who are lowly, they want righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is being forgiven, being pure and holy, one of God's children. Because you know you're poor in spirit, you know you're going to be comforted. Well, you're still kind of low, you're still feeling down. What do you get? Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be satisfied. And who's going to do that? Jesus Christ. He will do that. The servant. Notice that Jesus came to serve, not to be served. Okay. Now, verse 7 and 8. We've got to go the other way around now, but verse 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Okay? But what actually happens, it's kind of out of order, but blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Again, it's a heavenly thing. What's going to happen when we go to heaven? We're going to see God. How do you get to see God? You've got to be pure in heart. Do you see how these two verses go together too? You're going to see God. And you're going to see him because your heart is going to be made pure. Well, who's going to do that? Jesus will. His death on the cross has made your heart pure in the eyes of God. So that's pretty good. Verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And verse 10, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Because we're persecuted. Because we're righteous. Because we're holy. Because we're pure in heart, because we have received mercy, we will receive the kingdom of heaven. And because we'll receive heaven, we know that we're going to receive heaven. You know, I haven't asked much of you lately. If you were to die today, would you go to heaven or would you go to hell? You better say, I'm going to heaven, because you are. Don't doubt that. You're going to heaven because you've received mercy. You've been now made a peacemaker. Not war maker, but a peacemaker. Because you have all this hope within you that you're going to heaven. So when you talk with others, when you visit with friends who don't church. Okay, I gotta say it. When you talk with someone who didn't vote the same way that you voted, you can love them. Be a peacemaker. Because it just happens to say here in verse 11, blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. We just had an election. Whether you voted for one or you voted for the other, that doesn't matter today. We had to make a choice. That's the democracy that we have in this country. God has ordained this government for the good of the people. So it doesn't matter who you voted for. Neither can you gloat over the winning, or neither should you mourn because of a loss. We're still going to go on. Because you know why? Because he says, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This gives you an entrance into the doorway of heaven. Okay? Don't put your trust in princes and principalities. You trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation. That is your hope. That is where tomorrow's going to come from. The country is going to go on. Things are going to be different? Yeah. Or no. It might be the same thing as it's been. But we have hope. So what's this about all these beatitudes then? Jesus started his Sermon on the Mount, which is the basic instructions of his ministry, at the very beginning as he began his trek throughout all of Israel and the surrounding area, is you got to get a grasp and an understanding of these beatitudes so that you can understand the truth of the Old Testament now come to fulfillment, that you can understand and know the truth of your being called as a disciple, and you can take full possession of the wonderful grace, mercy, and peace of a loving and caring God who loves you very, very much. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.